This is Illuminated Soul with Craig Westhoff. Becoming aware, becoming whole.
Well, are you intrigued? You just think you are about to realize the primary cause of unhappiness. I got this little statement from Eckhart Tolle. I want to share it with you, unpack it, and then share with you a little practice that has really been helpful to me. I even shared it with a young man not too long ago, and it served him quite well. So as I like to say on Illuminated Soul, use it or refuse it. But here's the little helpful idea from Eckhart Tolle. Of course, it could be helpful. You might not find it helpful. It reads, "The primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation, but your thoughts about it. Be aware of the thoughts you are thinking." And I want to say right up front, one of the key ways we can be aware of the thoughts we are thinking is to become aware of cognitive distortions. But back to that quote real quickly. When I first read that, I thought of Paul, the Apostle Paul, how he said, he wrote, that he had learned the secret of being content in whatever situation or circumstance he was in. And then he attributed to the reality that he could do all things through Christ who strengthens him. But really practically speaking, I think one of the reasons is because with him in Christ and Christ in him, Paul elsewhere in Scripture wrote that we have the mind of Christ, holding the thoughts, feelings, purposes, and perceptions of the very heart of God. So in Christ, he was able to see the situation with the perspective of Jesus, just a little more. And I believe in so doing, learned to be content in that situation or circumstance. He was able to be independent of the circumstance in his mind, in his thoughts. Be aware of the thoughts you are thinking. And I like to say again, one way we do this is to become aware of cognitive distortions. A cognitive distortion is an exaggerated or irrational thought pattern. Cognitive distortions are thoughts that cause individuals to perceive reality inaccurately. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm going to share with you just 10 simple cognitive distortions today on this episode. But during my 10 years of clinical depression, it's like I had all, if they were cats, I had 10 cognitive distortion cats in my mind, in my house. I mean, I have entertained I feasted on them during my depression. And every now and then they still knock on the door, you know, because I am fully human, baby. So just a few more definitions of cognitive distortion. Another way to look at them is that they are biased perspectives that we take on ourselves and the world around us. They are irrational thoughts and beliefs that we unknowingly reinforce over time. They're really sneaky. So as I share in brief these cognitive distortions, see if you can relate to any of them. I've noticed that the more I have paid attention to this list, the more aware I have become of the stealthy infiltration of these little rascals, okay? So 10 basic cognitive distortions. You can find this online. Number one, all or nothing thinking. That's when we think things in absolute black and white categories. Now, I do have an episode, a separate episode on this, episode 52, if you want to unpack it a little more. But in simplicity, this is just a simple unpacking of each one today. All or nothing thinking, you'll know when you're in that cognitive distortion when you find words like always and never showing up a lot in your language. I always, this always had, this never. All or nothing thinking. Number two, overgeneralization. This is when we look at a negative event as a never-ending pattern of defeat. And you're going to find that these cognitive distortions kind of hold hands a lot. They are integrated a bit. So this overgeneralization is like when we predict the outcome of something based on just one instance of it. Have you ever done that? We take the one moment and make it a general experience for all other moments. So that's overgeneralization. The third cognitive distortion, mental filter. That's when we dwell on the negatives. It's called mental filter. You know, we have a negativity bias as humans. It's so easy to ignore all the positives and only find the negatives. If you're doing that, guess what? you're operating in cognitive distortion. It's a fancy way of saying your thinking, your perception is distorted. Yeah. All right. The fourth cognitive distortion, discounting the positives. So you can see how that kind of holds hands with mental filter. We dwell on the negatives, and then we can also discount the positives. You insist that your accomplishments or positive qualities don't count. You know, there's like this pile of diamonds, and you just find the one little turd tucked away. It's like, really? Look at all the diamonds, though. Right? We can remove that other thing, but I mean, come on. There's a lot of diamonds in you. All right. Pardon. I hope that wasn't too crass. I said the word turd. Oh, my goodness. All right. The fifth cognitive distortion, jumping to conclusions. Hey, have you ever done that? That's also known as mind reading or fortune telling. That's when you and I regard the other's response as negative to us, but there's no exact evidence. You know, we just jump. We predict things will turn out badly. We conclude something without taking in all the evidence or necessary steps required. You know, we see the first thing and, oh, it's this and this is what's going to happen and I know what's coming. And it's like, wow, man, you traveled fast. That was a DeLorean. You just zipped on through. You missed a lot of steps, missed a lot of opportunities, thoughts, questions. So we just jump to conclusions. The sixth cognitive distortion, magnification or minimization. We blow things way out of proportion or we shrink their importance. Are you relating to any of these? Yeah, if you're having the same experience I have with these, I forget about these. And then when I look at the list, I'm like, oh my goodness. And don't feel condemned or ashamed. This is just part of the learning journey. I love being aware of these things. It's like, wow, I do that a lot. Or they show up at different times, different seasons, you know. 1 week, I might just have an all or nothing thinking week or a day or a moment. And then in comes number seven of the cognitive distortions, emotional reasoning. You know, that's when you reason from how you feel. I feel like an idiot, so I am one. You allow your emotions to reason. Here's the thing. Emotions don't reason. But you allow yourself to be defined solely by what you feel. You allow your reality to be defined by what you feel. If you want to know more on that, I do have a separate episode, episode number 18, emotional reasoning. All right, just three more and we're done. The should statement. This is when you and I criticize ourselves or other people with shoulds, oughts, musts, and have-tos. Shoulds, should. See how confining that is? We would always tell our sons, you can't should on ourselves, on yourselves. We don't should in this household, right? Should. Well, no. A greater reality is, well, what if? Have you considered this? You see how expansive and spacious that is? Should, ought, you can feel it. It's like an anvil. And then there's the ninth cognitive distortion, known as labeling. Instead of saying, I made a mistake, you tell yourself I'm a jerk. That's kind of like emotional reasoning a little bit. I think a better response is, I'm learning to do better. I'm practicing. I'm on a learning journey. So you don't have to label something so quickly. In this context, I like to say when we label, we disable. So sometimes when we label something, it's important to disempower it. But then sometimes when we label ourselves in a negative manner, we disable ourselves, so to speak. And then finally, the 10th one, personalization or blame. That's when you and I blame ourselves or sometimes others for something we weren't entirely responsible for. It's when you blame yourself for circumstances that aren't your fault or are beyond your control. Okay. Wow. What a list. Isn't that crazy? So what do you think? Did any of these resonate with you? All or nothing thinking, overgeneralization, mental filter, discounting the positives, jumping to conclusions, magnification, minimization, emotional reasoning, should statements, labeling, and personalization or blame. I'll end with this, my friend. Practice becoming aware when your perception becomes distorted or exaggerated before it turns into a reality that only exists inside your head and nowhere else. As we said in the beginning, the primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation. but your thoughts about it. Be aware of the thoughts you are thinking. Thanks for letting me hang out with you. If you ever want to chat, what is my email? It's illuminatedsoulcontact@gmail.com. I also practice spiritual direction, so if you're curious about that, let me know.